Hello and welcome to, an impromptu comic roast. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XorsonX, and I'm here with Mike. You can find on the Twittens at Review and Roast. You can find all of our written reviews at ReviewandRoast.com and all of our podcasts at ComicRoast.com. You can find, we're also on Instagram at Instagram.com/ReviewandRoast, and there's also Instagram.com/StarWarsTabletop for all you nerds out there. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Star Wars, today we are going to be talking to you about Star Wars DJ Most Wanted, number one one-shot dealy that came out. When did this come out?
Just came out.
Like, not like within the last 5 minutes.
February.
There it is. Transmitter circles the globe in search of a listener. Can you hear me now?
Okay, so this is going to be a little different. We're not going to do all the normal stuff we do because it's the two of us, and we just figured we would do this last minute. So let's last minute this stuff.
Well, we were we're both reading different arcs of Star Wars comics currently, and we were talking about maybe getting into the Darth Vader and
can't wait.
The Poe Dameron. Yep. I'm reading the Vader with you. I have the Damerons with me. There's the new Mace Windu that's out now. There's Dr. Aphra, which has been out for a little bit. So there's like some stuff going on. I haven't been up on all the Star Wars. There's actually a lot of Star Wars comics going on right now. So we figured we'd grab this one shot. And
so does that mean now, since we have Star Wars Tabletop Instagram, does that mean we need to start a Star Wars roast podcast?
I mean, it wouldn't be
for
the worst
all
idea
things
I ever
Star
heard.
Wars.
I'm fine with that.
Well,
I mean, obviously, I'm fine with that.
Well, because you're a nerd.
Sure, Chris would get down with it, too, once in a while.
He would. He would just talk about how much he doesn't want to see all the movies, and then when he does see them, he'll be like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go see that piece of shit. But, dude, it was good.
Well, coincidentally, this comic is directly related to the movie The Last Jedi. So, there, I said it.
No, it is. It is.
So, movie talk isn't really too shabby.
Well, it's not necessarily like super related. It talks about DJ, the Codebreaker guy that
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, but who were the two guys that went to go? It was Finn and what's her face?
Finn and the other one. Yep.
The other one, and oddly enough, a lot of people want her to have a solo movie, which I'm like, all right, you're getting a little crazy with these solo movies.
No, that wouldn't be very good at all. Her sister, I believe. No, it wasn't even her sister. Her sister was the bomber pilot in that. I'll double check for her name in a moment.
Okay, well, you do that. Mm-hmm. So, if you recall in The Last Jedi, Finn and that girl go to the 1%er planet where all the rich people are gambling and doing weird butt stuff and, you know, having eyes wide shut parties.
Canto Bite, the casino town.
Yes, Canto Bite. And they're there to find the, you know, the galaxy's greatest codebreaker who happens to be DJ, who they don't believe at first, but...
Well, actually, it's not supposed to be him.
It's actually not?
Mm-mm.
I thought it was. It's
supposed to be the other guy at the casino with the starry...
I only saw the movie
flower
once.
...lapel, and it ain't him.
All right, so anywho, they come across DJ, and why they decided to do a one-shot comic based on DJ, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of glad they did, because I'm a fan of Benicio del Toro, so I feel he should be in more stuffs. But I thought it was an interesting character. You know, like a guy that doesn't give a shit about... It even says in the book, like, look, I ain't here to give a shit about good versus evil versus light versus dark. I'm just here to do me and... Not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to take from the guys who are taking too much and I'm going to just kind of fuck them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that was the whole... When I grabbed the comic at first, I was actually hopeful that it was an actual thing. If you read the comic, we'll kind of give it away right now. It basically are the events leading up to him meeting Rose, her name was, and Finn in a jail cell on Canto Bight. So this comic tells you how he got there, basically.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not pick up on that.
Really?
Well, the last couple pages, it looked like they were taking him off planet.
No, that's Rose and Finn coming to the planet.
All right, hold on. You go ahead and talk. I'm going
to
fucking
look. I don't need to talk. I just dropped a mic. You know what I'm saying?
Pick them shits up and ramble.
Yeah, so anywho, basically, the story is...
How are you supposed to know that?
Because I saw the movie, and I know stuff. Well, I mean, think about it. Rose and Finn come in a ship very similarly shaped.
I don't remember this shape at all.
Yeah, I remember because it was parked on the beach, and it got blowed up when they were riding horses.
Did you just say blowed up?
Blowed up. So, these are the events leading up to his incarceration, or holding, if you will, and meeting Rose and Finn and helping them get out.
Did you? That that kind of got a little annoying in the book because, you know, he's got a stutter or whatever, so they kind
of... I don't know. I didn't mind it because it made me think of him talking.
They didn't overdo it.
I love a Benicio stutter. I can't help it, man. It was awesome.
They didn't exactly overdo it, but I was like... You know.
At least he didn't stutter in his mind talk. Because that... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I guess you could say, self-narration.
Yeah.
And yeah, he doesn't stutter in there. And then it got me wondering while I was reading the stupid book, do people have a stutter? Do they
read with a stutter?
Do they think with a stutter?
No.
I wouldn't think so. Mm-mm. Oddly enough, totally off topic, but this lady I work with, her daughter took like 6 years of Spanish between high school and college. And there's
she
times
only stutters in Spanish?
She does. No. Mm-hmm. When she's thinking about shit, in her mind, most of the time she's thinking in Spanish for some weird reason. It's just because she's so fluent in it now, supposedly. But I guess Tom Segura would have words for that. For all you people that think you're fluent, you're not.
Yep.
So, yeah, basically he's playing some alien version of blackjack. And, you know, the robot next to him was like, you don't want to hit because you have a 67% chance of blah, and this and 34% chance of this. And he's like, yeah, shut up and hit me.
Hit me with the goods.
I don't play by your... If I wanted to know what the book said, I'd have read it. So he, you know, he's losing. He's losing a ton. And the and his reaction is, oh, well. And the robot's like, look, you just lost enough money to fund an entire small planet here. And if your reaction is, oh, well, like, I can't even fathom how much money you have. And he's left himself with only one chip, and then he takes that one chip and...
makes a new pile.
Yeah, makes a huge pile. Mm-hmm. And then he explains how he does, how he's done it as he's leaving, and, you know, in the process, these detectives, so-called the only good guys left on the planet, you know, are questioning him about, what was the gangster's name?
Stench. Denel Stench.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, going back and forth with them, he's like, yeah, I haven't seen that dude in years. And they're like, well, everything in this case points back to him, and we've tracked down everything we can, and you're the only known living associate left. So either you talk to us, or you're going to have to talk to him when he finds you, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So he's like kind of thinking that they're just kind of tugging on his stuff, and he's getting ready to say, I'm going to blow this joint and go rip off another joint. And oddly enough, on this planet, cops don't really run shit. Casino owners run shit. So, you know, he called ahead and had the security from the other casino meet him outside.
To take him so he could be high rolling over there.
Yeah, so he can go.
Said, hey, P.S., I have like $18 million. I want to play at your place. I need a ride.
Yeah, and I guess they kind of suspected that, you know, he probably ripped him off. And they were okay with it as long as he doesn't go to their casino and do it. Because the whole time you're like, hey, we got eyes everywhere. You ain't going to be able to try shit. You know what I mean? The whole Goodfellas or casino, you know.
Well, and sort of this...
take this card.
Comic, yeah.
Stick it up your sister's ass.
This comic basically sort of paints the picture of what type of dude DJ is. And... that he's not necessarily a horrible piece of shit that he sort of ended up being in The Last Jedi, which I didn't really think he was, but a lot of people did. I just think he's basically a dude looking out for number one. And sorry about your rebellion, sorry about your empire, sorry about everything else. But that's the whole point of this Canto Bight, is that everybody's... it's sort of outside of the what's happening in politics. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I know there's a little more to it than what's happening in politics, but basically that's all it is to them. And like, they don't care who's running what.
Right, because
like,
no matter who wins, they're still going
to selling stuff to these guys, and they're still buying stuff from those guys, and we're still betting on blackjack and horse races.
It's not called blackjack.
Yeah, I forget what it's called.
So I was just going to bust it out, and I totally forgot. But yeah, he think of him basically as the Star Wars universe's Robin Hood, except he doesn't give to the poor. He just steals from the rich and kind of just does whatever the fuck with it.
Yeah, just does what he wants.
Just lives his life. And, you know, and the one thing I liked about it, you know, at the end when he was talking about it, he's like, yeah, and he's like, and you talk about all these people and no one's really honest except for me, except when I'm lying.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of got that little bit of humor in there.
No, I would see now that's a Solo movie I would probably get into. A, Benicio del Toro's awesome. B, the character he played is actually really good. I don't know if it would have been bad with anybody else, but I think that he was the cast for that guy. I mean, he was so good.
Yeah.
Was so good. And having that come, let's say the egg before the chicken here, made this comic a lot better because now you can picture it. It's the same with like the Mace Windu comic, though. Now you're seeing Samuel Jackson.
Did you read it?
I started it, yeah.
Okay. I thought you were just talking out of your ass.
No, I don't hate it. And same with the Poe Dameron. You know, I've read a good chunk of those, and that's who you see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm into it. And these comics are, as long as they don't, I don't want to say they're flooding the market just yet, but they're getting close.
They were flooding before the movie started.
Yeah, no, for sure. But now they have so much additional content, I guess, that they can just pull from, like a guy like DJ, who, like, who knows anything about that guy, you know?
Right.
Nobody. So, I don't know. So, that's it. We can rate it.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to cut it at, like, 12 minutes here, but
it's not much to it.
It's just a one-shot. Yeah, there's really not much else going on. Like you said, we're going to be doing the, there's 12 issues in the Darth Vader run. I think I have 10 of them now, so within the next couple of weeks, the next two will come out. We'll do that.
Yeah, and we'll go through, you know what, there's the Poe Dameron's already into the 20s. Maybe we can, we'll do the first 15 or something like that. Maybe we'll find out once I finish the first definitive arc.
Right.
Maybe we can do it then. Or I'll stack them up and bring them over, and you could check them out.
Stacks on stacks, yo.
Something like that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is just a little quick little one-shot podcast. So when it comes to Star Wars, DJ Most Wanted, it was good. You know, like I said, it gives you a little backstory. You know why he's in prison now from when you watched The Last Jedi, and kind of elaborates a little more on the character of the character. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it didn't blow me out of the water. I'd say I'll give it like a 7.
Yeah, that's what I was at, 7.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's
bad.
It's,
and 7's good.
Yeah, 7's
There's great. Nothing wrong with that.
5 is average.
Yeah, that's, you know, you're still talking about almost 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Right.
So,
yeah. I mean, also this is a 10-minute, 20-minute backstory from the movie.
And that's all it is. It's a quick intro to the character. So, to be honest, don't be surprised. Maybe they do a Rose and her sister comic. Or something like them two guys getting to, you know, maybe they do a couple more one-shots like this if this was popular. I don't know if they're going to get it, though, without the star power of having Benicio del Toro on the cover, because that's the reason I bought the comic.
They should probably just put me on the cover.
They should definitely not put you on the cover.
With a big comic row stamp. Like, boom. Well,
with that, then I would allow it. But yeah, I mean, Benicio is helping out the sales on that comic, I think. I could be wrong.
Honestly, I think most people don't realize who Benicio del Toro is.
Well, I'm a pretty decent Star Wars fan, and I specifically got that comic because of his face.
Yeah, but you're also old as shit.
Also true.
And, also, you know, where's the stone, Avi?
Yeah.
That's all he... No, 99% of the people listen don't know
I'm looking
what
the for fuck. Frankie fucking Four Fingers.
No one knows what all we're right. talking about.
So, anywho, all I'm saying is... There's room for some more one-shots if they want to do a quick character intros or something like that. And it would be extremely helpful because if that picked up, it could, like I said, I'd,
You can start an arc off of this now. Yeah. Because people read this, they get the little backstory from the movie.
Well, now you start it off after the movie.
Right.
Right, yeah. Now you
all
you
do is bust in, break some codes, and take off. He's deuces. Right. Yep. Now you can see what happens. You can see if these casino bosses come after him. You can see where he lands. He probably ends up in the cantina.
That would actually be pretty good.
Right.
Play that song again. Yeah, so I would be... Yeah, definitely would like to see more comic, but I would be into a Benicio movie.
Yeah,
I'd be hoping he's in the next one or something, but I don't know that he could be. Well, I'm sure he could be, but I'd like to see him in something in the future in the Star Wars universe. So that's where I'm at.
I agree.
That's all I got.
All right, so there you have it. Sevens across the board. That was Star Wars DJ Most Wanted. I am your host. You can find me on Twittens at XorsonX. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can read all of our reviews at ReviewandRoast.com. You can listen to all of our podcasts at ComicRoast.com. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify.
And don't forget, if you are looking up movie reviews on IMDb, now we are also uploading the Comic Roast as one of the reviewers with the review name of podcast. So it's... right there, if you're scrolling through and you see the comic roast, it is this comic roast.
Right. And what you need to do is head on over to facebook.com/reviewandroast. Give that a like if you don't already do it. And while you're there, scroll down a little bit until you find our YouTube link and go subscribe to us on YouTube, because all of our podcasts will now be audio only for now. But we're coming up with some video ideas coming up in the future here. So... the more people,
and that is Review and Roast, right? YouTube?
It's nothing yet. Oh, we don't have enough subscribers to name it. So I need people, if you would be so kind, to go subscribe so that I can customize my channel. We will bring you content upon content as much as two guys can.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We're doing our best with 9-to-5s. So until next time. Oh, real quick, we also I just picked up This War of Mine board game, so be on the lookout for that review hopefully soon. I know I say that about all my new games, and we've got some
still
on the shelf
on that,
for
still waiting
fucking,
on that Charterstone,
still waiting on that fucking Mechs vs. Minions,
still waiting on that New Angeles,
still waiting on that Dracula review from two fucking years. Anywho,
I ain't playing that.
It's awesome. You wouldn't know. I never played it. Anywho, that's the quick little show for today. So until next time, have a good week.